In a world full of superheroes, there are two that stand above the rest. The Commander and Jetstream. His super strength makes him pretty much indestructible, and she has the power of supersonic flight along with the total mastery of unarmed combat. By day, they live as Steve and Josie Stronghold, the top real estate agents in the metropolis of Maxville. But whenever duty calls, they are the Commander and Jetstream. Me, I have my own names for them. Mom and Dad. That's me in the middle. You look at them and see the defenders of the world. All I see is my dad wearing tights. Don't get me wrong, it can be cool to have superhero parents. Like when Mom picks up awesome takeout on her way home from work. On the other hand, living up to the family name means that I'm supposed to save the world someday.
Here we go.
I just have one small problem.
Exactly what we want to hear. Well, that was Bert Timmerman, and he is buying the Colonial on Pine Terrace above asking no contingencies.
Honey, I know that selling real estate is just our cover, but I think we're in line to win that sales trip to Hawaii.
We haven't been to Hawaii since King Kamehameha set off that volcano. Think of it, Josie. You, me, on the beach, no exploding volcanoes. I can feel the sand in my toes already.
Well, it's going to be down any minute.
Hey, it's his first day of school. Where is he? Will? Oh. Come on, buddy, let's get moving.
Oh, hey, Dad, just trying to get a few sets in before school.
Will Waite's high rep, huh? Good thinking. Don't want to bulk up.
Nah, going more for definition.
Big day, huh? Will, I just want you to know how proud I am that you'll be attending my alma mater and someday following me into the family business.
Real estate?
Right. Real estate. No more serious notes, son. I know that every kid thinks his dad's invincible, and I nearly am, but who knows? Maybe the next time I punch a meteor hurtling toward Earth, I'll be the one who shatters into a million pieces. I guess all I'm trying to say here, Will, is it's nice to know that whatever happens to me, you'll still be around to save the world.
Looking forward to it.
We all are.
Good morning, Mrs. Stronghold.
Morning.
I noticed you had some recyclables in the trash. I took the liberty of moving them for you.
Thank you, Layla. You hungry? I've got plenty of eggs, bacon.
No, thanks. You know how my mom can communicate with animals? Apparently, they don't like being eaten.
How about some juice?
Great.
He's on his way. Oh, hi, Layla.
Good morning, Commander.
Commander? Huh. Thanks, Layla.
I can't believe you and Will are starting high school. Seems like just yesterday you two were swimming naked in the kiddie pool.
Mom! Hi, Layla.
Thank you.
Josie, it's the other one. Go. I see. Thank you, Mayor. There's trouble downtown. Big trouble. Downtown.
Oh, shoot. And I really wanted to see Will off to the bus.
Oh.
I remember his first day of preschool and he wouldn't let go of my leg.
Mom!
Josie. Oh, Will, a reminder. A lot of the kids at Sky High will only have one superhero parent, not two, so take it easy on them, huh? No showing off.
Oh, Dad, not to worry. I'll keep it low-key.
Mrs. Rivera, Josie Stronghold. I'm going to need to reschedule that open house. Great. Steve!
Gotta go.
Oh,
reports of a situation downtown. Let's check with a picture from News Shopper 5. It seems evil has struck our morning commute. Here's a hint. If you're traveling eastbound on the 115, you might want to think about taking alternate routes. Hang on. This just in. The commander and Jetstream are on their way.
You sure he'll be okay? What if he forgets his lunch?
Josie, you've got to stop babying the boy.
You're right.
Left! Circle back around!
I'm on it.
Release!
Launch!
Oh, and the robot goes down! He's plucking out a souvenir from another successful battle. What a team!
The Commander and Jetstream.
What would we do without them?
Coming up.
They are good.
Now, I know it's just our first day, but I already can't wait to graduate and start saving mankind. And womankind. And animal kind.
And the rainforest.
Of course.
Hello, kids.
Hi, Mrs. Iskovich.
I just feel really good about this year.
Yeah, you should be great.
Morning.
Is this the bus to Sky High?
Shh. What are you, crazy? I guess you want every supervillain in the neighborhood to know we're here.
No. Sorry.
What's your name, freshman?
Will Stronghold.
The son of the commander in Jetstream? Everyone, it's Will Stronghold, son of the commander in Jetstream.
My name's Ron Wilson, Sky High bus driver.
If there's anything I can do to make your journey more comfortable, please let me know.
You too. The seat behind Ron Wilson belongs to Will Stronghold.
It would be an honor.
No, it's fine. You don't have to.
No, I want to. You're third generation, man. Magenta, get up.
Why? He only needs one seat.
So he can sit with his girlfriend.
Layla? No, she's just my friend.
Yeah, totally. He's like my brother.
Oh, well, in that case, hi. I'm Larry.
Yo, Will.
Hey, how you doing, hey, Layla?
How you doing? How was your summer?
To be honest, it was tough, man. T-U-P-H. I mean, I was seriously sweating, and my dad going, Zach, I powered up before I started shaving. And here's me, dude. Halfway through August. Zip.
Oh, so you don't have your powers.
Dude, you think I'd even show up today if that happened?
No.
Woke up a few days ago, and bang!
It's great. So what is it?
You have to wait and see like everybody else. But it's awesome, man. It's awesome. Hey, come on, it's not like you've ever powered up in front of us.
Sorry! Morning!
That's everyone.
Next up, Sky High!
Where are we?
Hang on back there!
We're going off-road.
By the latest in anti-gravitational propulsion. She is in constant motion as a precaution against those who otherwise might have nefarious plans. Her location is supplied only to a handful of highly qualified individuals, such as myself,
Ron Wilson, bus driver.
Smooth and easy. Sorry! Word of advice, don't miss the bus, because the bus waits for no one. Except for you, Will Stronghold. You ever running late, or you running early, or you just want to talk? Give me a call.
Thanks, Ron. Seriously.
That cheer. Speed round him up, okay?
Hey, freshman! Your attention, please!
I'm Lash.
This is Speed, and as representatives of the Sky High Welcoming Committee,
we'd be happy to collect that $15 new student fee.
It was nothing about a new student fee in the handbook.
Okay, guys. Very funny. I'll take over from here. Hey, everybody. I'm Gwen Grayson, your student body president. I know you're all going to love it here at Sky High. I know I have. I've just had the greatest experience. I've made the greatest friends. If you can just remember those few simple rules, I promise you will not fall off the edge of the school. Now, just follow me inside for orientation.
Rules? What rules?
Make sure you're paying attention.
Powers, on behalf of all the faculty and staff, welcome to Sky High.
Yeah!
In a few moments, you will go through power placement and your own heroic journey will begin.
Power placement?
Sounds fascist.
Power placement is how they decide where you go.
The hero track, the loser track.
There's a loser track?
I believe the preferred term is hero support.
For now, good deeds and good luck. Let the adventure begin. Comet, away!
All right, listen up. My name is Coach Boomer. You may know me as Sonic Boom. You may not. Here's how power placement is going to work. You will step up here and show me your power. Yes, you will do so in front of the entire class. I will then determine where you will be assigned. Hero or sidekick. Now, every year there are a few students, or as I like to call them, whiner babies, who see fit to question and to complain about their placement. So let's get one thing straight. My word is law. My judgment is final. So there will be no whiner babies. Are we clear? I said, are we clear?
Yes, Coach Boomer!
Go time! You, what's your name?
Larry.
Little Larry. Get up here.
What's humiliating him in front of everyone going to prove? This is so unfair.
If life were to suddenly get fair, I doubt it would happen in high school.
Car! Big Larry. Hero.
Something's good. I'm better.
Did I say you were next?
Name's Zach, Coach Boomer. Try not to drop your clipboard.
Any day now, superstar.
I'm doing it.
Doing what?
I'm glowing.
I don't think so.
Well, it's easier to see in a dark room. Maybe we could turn off these lights. You could cup your hands around your eyes and look real close.
Side.
Sure, you know.
Hey, kid! You, front and center.
Let me first start off by saying what an honor it is to...
Is that your power?
butt kissery?
Very funny, sir. You know, I've heard you had a very wicked...
Shut up and power up.
Right away, sir.
Say, that's pretty impressive. For a popsicle, sidekick, hero. Hi! Super spit, sidekick, acid spit, hero! Oh! Hero! And a handsome one at that. Get out of here, knucklehead. Purple cape, let's go. What's your shtick?
I'm a shapeshifter.
Okay, shift it. A guinea pig?
Yep.
Not even a swarm of guinea pigs?
No.
Sidekick. You.
Bite me.
You. Flower child. Let's go.
I believe in only using my powers when the situation demands it.
Well, you're in luck. This is the situation, and I'm demanding it.
But to participate in this test would be to support a flawed system. I think the whole hero sidekick dichotomy only serves to...
Let me get this straight. Are you refusing to show me your powers?
It's more complicated than that. I mean...
Sidekick! All right, we'll pick it up right after lunch. Starting with you.
That's not cool. I'm telling you, Boomer's gonna regret making me a sidekick. All right, someday it'll be dark. He'll be all alone, walk into his car. He'll drop his keys, and I won't glow to help him find them.
You got a problem with me?
No.
No what?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Just messing with you, sidekick.
You're not supposed to use your powers outside of the school gym.
The cafeteria staff requests the sidekick stop ordering hero sandwiches.
Okay, am I crazy or is that guy really looking at me? Dude.
What?
That's War and Peace.
That's War and Peace?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about him. His mom's a hero and his dad's a supervillain. They're in battle.
So where do I come in?
Your dad busted his dad. Quadruple life sentence.
No chance of parole until after his third life.
That's great. It's my first day of Sky High and I already have an archenemy. Is he still looking?
No.
No?
No.
You said he wasn't looking.
A reminder, there is no smoking on the school grounds. Or freezing or bursting into flames.
Oh,
Will Stronghold.
Aha, mind reader.
No, name tag.
Right. These are my friends. That's Zach.
Yes, so.
And this
Layla. Got it. I'm Gwen. Hi. I love your skirt. Thanks. So how's power placement going?
Great.
I'm not surprised. Hey, listen, I need a freshman rep for the homecoming committee, so if you'd be interested, we could talk about it over lunch sometime.
I eat lunch.
How cute is he? Well, I guess I'll see you guys around.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't think she really liked my skirt.
Thanks for this room.
What's up, guys?
The kid, looked a little dehydrated. So how about it, Stronghold? You gonna hang with us this year?
Can I help us bring some pain to the sidekicks?
That sounds like fun.
Mm.
Good man. See you around.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't know what your power is? Oh, I got it. You're messing with the coach. Just like your old man. Garp.
Are you insane? I don't have super strength.
Oh, I get it. You're a flyer, just like your ma. Why don't you say so?
Oh!
Kid, come on. Quit messing around. I haven't got all day. What's your power?
I don't have one.
Stronghold.
I remember doing this to your father when he was just your age. Kicked me right through that wall.
You haven't called him yet, have you?
Like I want to be the one to tell the commander his son has no powers. Oh. Let's take a look at that chest. Well, nothing seems to be broken.
Except for me not having my powers.
Well, maybe you're just a late bloomer. Could get one of them, or both. Your mother's flying, or your father's super strength.
But when?
The kids who get bit by radioactive insects or fall into a vat of toxic waste, their powers usually show up the next day.
Or they die.
Ooh, look at... But kids who inherit their powers... Well, impossible to say.
But I will get them, right?
Many sidekicks are the offspring of one super parent and one ordinary parent. But there are cases, rare yet not unheard of, where the child of two superpowered parents never acquires any powers whatsoever.
There are? Like who?
Well, I know of only one. Ron Wilson, bus driver. There he is. There he is now.
A 3.5 bath Victorian with original crown molding. You bet we'd love to take a look. When are we briefing the president on supervillain infiltration of the IRS?
The president would be Monday.
Tuesday? Great. No, thank you, Linda. Han, dinner's almost ready. Could you stop playing with your robot eye and help set the table?
Sure. Oh, there he is.
Hey!
Man of the hour.
Well, how'd it go?
Dad, we need to talk.
You mean little hero-to-hero talk? I think I know just the place. Come on.
Han?
Okay, so Dad...
Oh, this isn't the place, Will. This is the place.
No way. The secret sanctum?
You know, I'll never forget my first day at Sky High. Your grandfather finally trusted me enough to give me the key to his secret sanctum. Of course, in those days, we still used keys. Go ahead, son. I already added your biometrics this morning. Oh, well, one thing. Of course, you must never, ever bring anyone into the secret sanctum. That's why it's called the secret sanctum.
I would never.
Go for it. This one's mine, Will. You can use Mom's.
Sorry. No way. You've got a pool table.
How about a pinball machine?
Man.
All right, let's see. Where do I start? I don't know. Over here we got Mom's stuff. Scientific equipment. Gadgetry, whatnot. Will? Oh. Yeah. All our greatest patents. Our finest moments. Titanium's head. Exo's number one bug bot.
And is this,
Royal Pain's pacifier. Now, that was a great day, Will. The first time your mom and I ever teamed up to fight evildoers.
As soon as she came smashing through the window,
Will, I knew she was the one for me. I wish you could have seen us. We were
fantastic.
Royal Pain got his, and I got the pacifier. And this is my proudest possession.
That's amazing. What's it do?
No idea. So, this is it. It's all down here. Our story, your mom and me, of, well, kicking butt and taking names. Huh? But now, it's time for a new chapter in the story. The three of us, fighting crime together, side by side. By side. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me about?
That I'm gonna kick your butt, pool.
We'll see about that.
Okay.
Choose your weapon, sir. I'll break.
You're right. He took it home. Hey, he's got the eagle the size of a giant robot. Uncle.
So please, 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 let me get what I want this time.
Hey, Layla.
Hi. So, where were you after school? I was worried.
I got stuck in the nurse's office. And the news just keeps getting better and better. Turns out I may never get my powers.
How'd your dad take it?
What was I supposed to do? He showed me the secret sanctum.
You have to tell them.
My parents are the greatest superheroes on the planet. Everybody expects greatness from me.
Well, you are great.
Thanks.
Okay, so you're a sidekick. It's not the end of the world. When life gives you lemons.
Make apple juice?
Can't make lemons. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but see, no, you have an awesome power. And you could have made Hero easy.
I'm not into labels.
But why would you choose to be a sidekick?
Because I think the whole thing is stupid. Dividing people into groups like that, I mean, what is this?
High school?
Morning, class. Welcome to Hero Support. My name is All-American Boy. Of course, nowadays, just go by Mr. Boy. But this year, it's going to be my privilege to help each of you become the very best hero support that you can be. Without hero support, well, there wouldn't be any heroes. All right, there probably would be heroes, but they would be very lonely. Lonely heroes indeed. And, yes.
Yeah, when do we pick our names and costumes? Because I call dibs on Zack Tech.
Well, you don't get to pick. On graduation day, you'll be assigned to your hero, and then he or she will decide what you will be called and what you will wear. I think this is mostly done in an attempt to avoid clashing colors. That's why when I was paired with the commander, red, white, and blue it was, which for me was a very good thing because, as you can see, blue really just makes my eyes pop. It's very dramatic.
Excuse me. I didn't know you worked for the commander.
I worked with the commander. We were a team, Mr. Stronghold. Stronghold. You Steve's son?
Yeah.
And he never mentioned me to you.
I don't think so.
Makes sense. That makes perfect sense because the commander does not have time to sit around flipping through scrapbooks that I took the time to make for him. No, the commander's got to be up there saving the world with your mom. Mom. She ever mentioned me? Incoming!
Oh, look. He does glow.
I told you.
Greetings.
Little Miss Fire in the Mad Science Lab, no need to panic. Unless you're a single-cell organism.
Mr. Medulla, we in Hero Support are trained never to panic.
My bad. I'll get the nurse. Unless she's injured.
Radioactive zombie is charging at your hero. Do you hand him A, his silver-tipped crossbow, B, a wooden spike, C...
Yeah, that's so weak, man. I'm already holding this crossbow. Why can't I just shoot him myself?
Because we're hero support. And if your hero asks for a crossbow, you hand it to him.
Or her.
By the way, Zach, you can't kill a zombie. You can only re-kill him.
Or her.
So if you kids are all in here, who's out there saving the world?
Dad. Why are you home so early?
After I stopped the Superdome from collapsing, I was watching the game and I got to thinking. It's been a while since Will and I tossed the old pigskin around, so I thought I'd hustle back home. But I see you and Layla have already made some new friends.
It's an honor to meet you, sir.
What's your name? What's your power?
I'm Ethan, and I built.
Okay.
Zach, I glow.
I see.
Magenta, I shapeshift.
Shapeshift?
Into a guinea pig.
Great. 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 Really great. Well, I make a mean tuna fish salad sandwich. Anybody want one?
No.
Pleasure meeting everyone. They're a good bunch of kids, Will.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something, though? Does that one kid really, glow?
Sometimes.
Well, they have really lowered the bar some for superheroes at that school since I went there.
Well, actually, he's a psychic.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Actually, they're all psychics.
Good for you, son. Kid of your stature hanging out with a bunch of sidekicks as a freshman? I didn't have the guts. And I can only imagine what your grandfather would have said if I'd have brought some of them home.
there's nothing wrong with being a psychic.
Oh, no. Of course not. I used to have one, Will. Saved my life once, too. Old... What's his name?
So then you would be fine with... if I was a psychic.
Oh, yeah, sure, I guess. Hey, hand me that mayonnaise there.
Well, that's good then, because I am.
Am what?
A psychic.
Who is?
Me. Dad, I'm a sidekick, okay? I washed out of power placement.
Washed out! Boomer. Didn't make the big time, so now he thinks he can pass judgment on some real heroes, kids, huh? Oh, it's a power trip, Will. That's all it is. Sonic boom. Try gym teacher, man.
No, Dad, what are you doing?
I'm calling the school. Tuition we pay them?
Dad, don't. Dad. It's not Coach Boomer. It's me, okay? I don't have any powers.
But you never said
I mean, you made it seem like...
like I had super strength, like you. But I don't...
but you will, Will. You're just a late bloomer, that's what it is.
Maybe. Maybe not. But I don't care. Because really, the fact of the matter is, I'm proud to be a sidekick. Actually, I'm proud to be hero support. So I think we pretty much covered the undead. What's next? What?
Your hero flies north at 300 miles per hour for 15 minutes. His arch enemy is tunneling south at 200 miles per hour for 10 minutes. Assuming your hero has X-ray vision, how long would it take for him to realize he's going the wrong way?
All I ever wanted for him was to save the world. To just feel that once.
That's a lot to put on a 14-year-old's shoulders.
Oh, come on, Josie. When I was his age, I could put a truck on my shoulders.
Honey, I know you're disappointed. So am I. You think I didn't want to see my son fly?
Or have super strength?
Or fly? But we can't change who he is. Not without dropping him in a vat of toxic waste. Steve!
Oh no. Why? Where would we even find a vat of...
Steve!
I'm thinking.
Will is a great kid. This is not the end of the world. Okay, so maybe we won't be the Stronghold 3, the greatest family of superheroes the world has ever known. But we will be the Stronghold 3, the greatest family the world has ever known.
You're right, and he can always go into real estate.
Welcome to Sky High.
Come on, Ron. Hey, big boy. Where's your hat? Hey, where's your hat?
Come on. If you're not going to respect me, at least respect the hat.
No. Guys, come on. Give Ron his hat back.
All right. You're the sidekick. Give him his hat back.
We'll catch you later, Stronghold. Hey, reach up the steps.
Thanks, Will.
Sure, Ron.
Over here.
Say you see. Hey, and I saved you a pudding.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy. Check this out.
Sorry.
You will be.
All right, let's not do this.
You think you can do whatever you want just because your name's Stronghold?
I'm sorry that my dad put your dad in jail, but...
nobody talks about my father. So on.
Now,
trip me.
Stronghold!
What if I said it's not just her twin, it's her evil twin?
This Friday, you say?
Medulla, you dog!
Do anything though. He started it.
Your dad started it, and I'm gonna finish it.
Don't bother. The detention room neutralizes all superpowers. Sit. Here at Sky High, we do everything we can to teach you how to use your powers. But what you do with them, though, that's up to you. Living up to your father's reputation or trying to live it down is a sad waste of talent. Your talent. Try to keep that in mind the next time you're about to do something stupid.
All right, look. Whatever happened with our dads, it has nothing to do with us. What do you say?
I say, if you ever cross me again, I'll roast you alive.
Will, anything interesting happen at school today?
Well, as you may have noticed, I got my powers today.
Yes, we know. The principal called.
Okay. Look, it's not as bad as it sounds. It's actually a really funny, great story.
You nearly destroyed the cafeteria.
Yeah, Mom. I got my powers.
And do you know how to use them wisely?
Sanctum. Now. William Theodore Stronghold.
Come here.
You're not mad?
My boy has super strength. How can I be mad? Ow! Sorry. Ow! You are strong!
All right. If your mom asks, you tell her that I read you the Riot Act and I took away your Xbox.
But I don't have an Xbox.
Are you sure?
Oh.
Open it up. Here. All right. The boy has Stronghold's power. It's almost poetic.
We should crush him now. We know he has a weapon.
Patience! We've waited this long. When the time is right, we'll have our revenge.
Well, you know, time would move a lot faster if we had an Xbox. Uncle.
Dude, you made psychic history.
I don't know about that.
No, seriously. From now on, people mess with us at their own peril.
You're breaking down barriers, Will. You're proving that we're not heroes and sidekicks. We're just people.
Super people.
Seats, please. We have a lot to cover this morning, starting with motorcycle sidecar basics, except for you, Mr. Stronghold. Would you gather your gear and come up here, please? I've got your new class schedule. Congratulations, you've been transferred to the hero class. Oh, and by the way, if you should find yourself needing any hero support, I still do a little freelance.
What about them?
We'll still see you on the bus.
Yeah, we'll hang at lunch.
Right after you finish dunking Ethan's head in the toilet.
Well, you best not be late.
go already.
Rays! From the silliness of the shrink ray to the devastation of the death ray. These are the very foundations of mad science. Yes, they told me you were coming. Unfortunately, all the lab partners are taken. I suppose I could pair you with my teaching assistant. Miss Grayson, my apologies. Come on, come on. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Beat, you stepped on my foot.
Okay, how's that?
Perfect, if you're building a heat ray. You're supposed to be building a freeze ray.
Okay, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Dreadful technique. You've confused rays with beams. D minus. I give you an F. That would only mean having to see you in summer school. And what have we here?
Well, I don't know. I didn't do it.
You're far too modest, Mr. Stronghold. But perhaps not modest enough. Miss Grayson, in the future, please allow the students to succeed or fail on their own.
How did you do that?
I'm a technopath. I can control technology with my mind.
Wow, all I can do is punch stuff.
Yet he'll be the one on cereal boxes. Show me the justice in that. Miss Fernandez, kindly thaw out Mr. Hellman.
That was amazing.
So is what you did in the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah. Once they start handing out grades for destruction of school property, I'll be in good shape.
You know, I can totally help you out with all this science stuff.
Yeah, you do that?
Mm-hmm. I could be like your private tutor.
Cool. Guys. Guys. Over here.
Will, sitting with Gwen Grayson.
My name's Hyde. Gotta give him that.
Sorry. Awful.
That's okay. I think I see an empty table over there. Come on, guys.
No offense, Will. We're not running a loser outreach program. Okay?
I'm sorry. Penny can be a little full of herself sometimes.
Useful knife.
Tecomaria capensis. Honeysuckle?
All right, listen, about lunch.
What about it?
No, you know, at the table Penny was being...
Please, not a big deal.
No, it is, and I feel bad, so let me make it up to you. Maybe tonight we can go to the Paper Lantern?
But you hate Chinese food.
You don't.
Paper Lantern, 8 o'clock.
Will!
Oh!
Oh, hey. Come on, buddy. Easy, guys.
Thanks, Will.
All right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Back to? Come on.
Not so tough when my boys around, are you?
Man. Oh, you just think you're so big and bad, huh, Stronghold?
No, I
please.
Don't.
Will totally take you.
Hey, you saw what happened to Warren? You want a piece of that?
You better watch it, Stronghold. If that big mouth is going to get you, in a lot of trouble.
I didn't say anything.
Why don't we settle this in P.E.?
Settle why?
You're on. If Will beats you and saves the citizen, you lay off the sidekicks for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and if he loses, you can dunk Ethan's head in the toilet every day till graduation.
Yeah.
Huh?
You got yourself a deal.
Man. Wait, guys.
Bring it.
Come on. Guys, are you crazy? No freshman ever won Save the Citizen, and those guys are undefeated.
And you barely know how to use your powers. Sorry, not helping.
Well, you have no choice. You can't let them dunk Ethan's head in the toilet. Not again. The dunking must end.
Hamilton, Your citizen has just been mulched because you failed to defeat your villain. All right, next round. Speed, Lash, you want to be heroes or villains?
Villains.
Yeah, ooh, there's a surprise. All right, who do you want to beat next?
All right, we'll take Little Stronghold and,
and we pick Peace.
Remember when we used to use real citizens?
Yes.
Hothead, Stronghold, you're the hero.
Hey, get your head in the game.
You have 3 minutes to immobilize your opponents and save the citizens. Ready, set, battle!
Now, Peace.
Oh! Hey! Cook, set the bell! Call something on that!
Watch it, Hothead!
Citizen as a freshman. I mean, that's never been done before. And you top mom's best score on the pinball machine? Get out of here.
I'll try. That's hilarious. There they are.
Gwen.
Hey.
Oh, Dad, this is Gwen Grayson. Gwen Grayson, this is Dad.
Mr. Stronghold, it's such an honor. I'm sorry to barge in like this.
Oh, not at all. Will and I were just hanging, chilling.
Honey, Gwen here is a technopath, and she's offered to help Will with his science homework. And she's a senior. Well, I know we said we were going to work on that anti-gravity stuff tomorrow, but something came up. Is there any chance we can do it tonight?
Sure.
Yeah.
On one condition, Gwen. You join us for dinner.
Oh, no, I couldn't intrude.
Oh, yes, you can.
You must. Okay, well, thanks. So should we get started?
Certainly.
Well, she's gorgeous.
And she fixed the disposal.
Really?
So there we were in the middle of nowhere. And she's like, I can't change a tire. I can only change the weather. I'm like, well, can you at least make it stop raining?
Hey.
I'll give him a few more minutes.
So, Gwen, do we know your parents?
I don't think so, Mr. Stronghold. Dad went inactive a few years ago.
Let's Mom do all the work now, huh?
Actually, Mom passed away when I was a baby. So, I did have an ulterior motive in coming here tonight. Will may have told you I'm the head of the homecoming committee.
He most certainly did not.
Well, I was wondering if you two would consider attending the homecoming dance.
We would love to chaperone.
Sure.
That's very nice, Mrs. Stronghold, but no. We were hoping that you'd be the guest of honor and receive the award for Heroes of the Year.
Still working on that?
Hey.
Hey.
We go to school together.
You're Stronghold's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to heat that up for you?
You're not supposed to use your powers outside of school.
I was just gonna stick it in the microwave.
I was supposed to be meeting Will here, but no. You want to sit down?
I think I can spare a minute.
Oh, look, hon. There's, what's his name? Kid with the gravity.
Lance, I think. Yeah. Lance something. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, look, there's Boomer.
He had a mullet?
Oh, God. Oh, whoa. Remember her? Huh? She was a weird one.
Oh, yeah, Sue Tenney. Disappeared right before graduation.
Yeah.
Why is that?
No one ever really knew. Some say she was recruiting villains at the school. Others say she was smoking in the girls' room.
Nightmare. All right, now, speaking of villains, there's one of the worst. Baron Battle.
Warren's dad?
Always swore he'd have his revenge on me. And he totally stole the lead in Oklahoma.
Just stop caring about that, Dad.
I don't want to talk about
you
it.
Deserve
I don't
it. You
want
did.
To talk about it.
So then there was this time in first grade. You know how you grow lima beans in school? Well, Will could not figure out why mine was growing so quickly. It was driving him crazy. So finally I took mercy on him and I told him about my powers. We've been best friends ever since.
And falling for him, was that before or after the lima beans?
What? I'm not in love with Will's strong. Is it that obvious?
Yeah.
Great.
So why don't you tell him?
Well, I was going to ask him to homecoming, but there's two problems. He likes somebody else, and she's perfect.
Yeah. You know what I think? To let true love remain unspoken is the quickest route to a heavy heart.
Wow. That is really deep.
Yeah. And your lucky numbers are 4, 16, 5, and 49.
你在做什么啊? 是你的聘来看他们做工? 真是水的啊!
你还水塞! I gotta go. See you around, hippie.
是你的聘来看他们做工? 真是水的啊!
You really didn't have to walk me home.
I did if I wanted to spend any time alone with you. Just so you know, I don't usually hang out all night with my mom and dad.
Your parents are great, Will. I'm so glad they're coming to homecoming. Now, if I could only find someone to go with.
You mean you don't have a date for homecoming?
Well, I've gotten a few offers, but I turned them down. I'm just waiting for the right guy. Oh. You, Will.
Me?
Oh, hi, Daddy. Bye, Will.
Bye.
You're not that boy with the six arms, are you?
No, sir. Just do it.
We'll keep him to yourself.
Yes, sir. Good night.
Homecoming, the greatest collection of super teens ever gathered to dance under one roof. And then we shall have our revenge. There's only one thing we're missing.
King Kamehameha, Sir Lord.
Nor this joystick!
All right, right, the pacifier. Hey, smooth moves on the joystick.
Layla, you're not going to believe what happened to me last night. Oh, puppies. Your loyalties are clear when it comes to friends. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, I totally spaced. I'm sorry. I know you must want to kill me.
Actually, just the opposite. I have something to tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you first.
Okay. Okay. It's about homecoming.
Really? Me too.
I'm going with Gwen Grayson. Can you believe it? Me, a freshman, going with the most amazing girl at Sky High.
That's awesome.
I know.
Morning.
Oh yeah, I almost forgot. What's your homecoming news?
I'm going too.
Really? Who with?
Who with?
Yeah, who asked you?
Oh, who asked me? War and Peace.
War and Peace? You can't be serious. Layla, the guy's a psycho. And he's my biggest enemy. How could you go with him? When did you even start hanging out?
Last night, 8 o'clock, the paper lantern. Hi, Warren.
Did I do or say anything last night to make you think this is okay?
You're so funny, but seriously, you're never going to believe what happened. I was just about to ask Will to homecoming when, wouldn't you know it, I told him I was going with you instead.
I don't remember that being the plan.
Hey, Layla, you did the history work?
What do you think you're doing?
It's called sitting.
No one sits here but me.
Mm-hmm. What'd you get for number 4? I wasn't sure if Tiger Man was A, bitten by a radioactive tiger, or B, bitten by a regular tiger and then exposed to radiation.
Hey, I'm eating at Warren's table now. I feel extremely dangerous.
Whoa.
This guy bothering you, Magenta?
Try the other way around. Does anyone else need a date for homecoming?
Warren, you are crazy. Please, I promise, I'll make this as painless as possible.
So, you're not doing this just because you like me or anything. You're doing this to get the stronghold.
Yeah.
And I'm in. But I'm not running a tux.
Hey, if Warren's not here, is this still the tough guy table?
Yeah, homecoming is stupid.
I think we'll go.
Yeah, me too.
What's up, guys?
What up, dude?
Hey.
Let's go, stronghold.
Only 2 days to your mad science midterm, and I'm not going to rest until you can build a ray gun.
Blindfold it.
Hey there, cutie. I was just thinking about you. I cannot wait until homecoming. I'm so excited. I finally... Ow!
Never call me cutie.
And is this the trigger?
No, that's the fusion device.
Okay. What's this?
That's my phone. Wow. Super strong and psychic. Hello? Wait, Penny, I can't understand you when you're all talking at once. Okay, better? What? Oh, no. Okay, hold on. Let me call you back.
What's up?
There's a problem with the homecoming decorations. Penny forgot to order the fog machine, so I might have to build one myself. Do you think the committee could stop by?
Oh, I don't know, because my parents are on a distress call, and they won't be home till late, and... I'm really not supposed to have anyone here.
Hey, it's cool. I was just hoping we could spend a little more time together, but I guess I'll just see you at school. Good night, Will.
If it's
If it's only a few people.
Super.
You have to be a two-ton rock right now. Please, just power down.
Guys,
the floor. Gwen, you said this was supposed to be homecoming committee.
This isn't a homecoming committee.
Okay, so a few extra people showed up.
Will, you're popular. What happened?
Gwen, every kid in hero class is here. How am I going to ever get this place cleaned up in time?
Here, come with me. Okay, so what's on your mind?
My friends.
What about them? They're all here. Oh, you mean the sidekicks.
You know, I think I'm just going to call Zach and Layla. Tell them to come over here and get...
Well, you are such a nice guy. But honestly, do you think they'd have fun? With this crowd, I mean, don't you think they'd feel a little awkward?
No, I think they'd be okay.
Trust me. They'd be miserable.
Oh!
Hey!
Sorry. Looking for a bucket.
I wish there was somewhere we could go to be alone.
Spend your whole life kicking butt and taking names, I guess you make a lot of memories.
Maybe we should make a few of our own.
Who invited the sidekick?
Yeah, what's she doing here?
Leaving.
Where's Will? Honestly?
Avoiding you.
Look.
Will knows you have a crush on him.
He does?
Everyone does. Will's just too nice a guy to tell you he's not interested.
Not that you can take a hint.
I mean, hello? He's going to homecoming with me. He threw a party and didn't invite you. You're just embarrassing him. You're just embarrassing yourself.
Okay, I understand. And, when you see Will again, can you tell him that I never want to talk to him again?
I'll give him a message.
Layla. Layla. Layla!
Have fun with Gwen. You two deserve each other.
Gwen!
Oh, thanks, Will.
What did you say to Layla?
Nothing. I just told her the truth. You're a hero, she's a sidekick. She was holding you back.
What? Why would you do that? Layla's been my best friend since first grade.
Well, you've got new friends now. And I think that you need to figure out whether you want to hang with us or with those losers. Come on, let's go.
Oh, forget it. I'm not going anywhere with you, not now or not to homecoming. Might as well just find yourself a new date, Gwen.
You're dumping me? Whoa,
let's get something straight, okay? You do not dump me. Not the night before the dance.
Sorry, Gwen. I just did. You're dumb. Now that's it. Everyone out! Party's over!
Don't stop on our account.
Your father and I fly to Europe for 2 hours, and you throw a party?
Unbelievable. When I reach the count of three, I want everyone out of this house! Son, I'm only going to ask you this.
Dad, I swear, I didn't plan this.
All right, good enough for me.
Steve, I have got half a mind not to let him go to homecoming.
It's fine, I'm not going anyway.
Whoa. Your mom said she had half a mind. Will, you have to go to the homecoming dance. We all have to, because we're introducing the world to the Stronghold 3. Greatest family of superheroes mankind has ever known.
Did something happen, Will?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, we're going to talk about it because we promised Gwen we'd go to the dance. And when a stronghold makes a promise, son, that promise is kept.
I promise you, Dad, I'm not going. Hello? Layla? Pick up, Layla. Pick up. All right, fine, don't pick up. It's me. I'm going to the Paper Lantern. And if you get this message, meet me there, okay?
You said that?
True story.
You're so funny.
I love life. Thanks, Boom, for inviting me.
You like this one? It's the spring of 88.
Layla, just pick up. Okay, in case you didn't get my earlier messages, I'm at the Paper Lantern, and I...
Message box full.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for Layla. Do you know where she is?
How should I know?
I don't know. You're taking her to homecoming.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, you don't have to worry about me ruining your night.
And why is that?
Because I'm not going.
Well, that sucks.
Because we're only going together to make you jealous.
Huh?
Dude, you're so stupid. She's totally into you.
After tonight, I wouldn't be surprised if Layla or any of the other guys ever want to talk to me again.
Yeah. You must have been a real jerk. It doesn't matter what I do, I can't get them to stop talking to me.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
I thought you weren't going to rent a tux.
It's my dad's. There's not much use for it in solitary.
GQ?
We're taking off now, hon. Still time to change your mind and come with us.
Nah, I don't think so. Hey, Mom, you ever feel like you messed something up so bad that you'll never be able to fix it?
People make mistakes, Will. That's what high school's about. Heck, that's what life's about. The key is to learn from them.
I hope my friends see it that way.
Someone is a true friend, you'd be surprised at how understanding they can be.
Thanks.
Do me a favor, put this away from me. I caught your father trying to sneak it out under his cape. He's convinced that everyone at homecoming wants to reminisce with him.
Will do.
Love ya.
Have fun.
That's weird. Gwen. Oh, no. Get the sky high.
Josie, wait. We can't unveil the Stronghold 3 without Will. It's just not the same.
Maybe we should fly home.
And we really don't need another reward.
Welcome, Commander and Jetstream! A quick announcement. The owner of the blue cold fusion powered jetpack, you left your lights on.
Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry.
And now, please help me welcome the head of the homecoming committee, the girl who made all this possible, Gwen Grayson.
Thank you, Principal Powers. And a very special thank you goes to our guests of honor and the recipients of our first ever Hero of the Year award, the Commander and Jetstream. And to mark this occasion, we planned a special tribute to the most powerful super being ever to walk the halls of Sky High. Me!
Royal Payne is a girl.
Yes, I'm a girl, you idiot! How I ever lost to a fool like you, I'll never know. Now prepare to be pacified.
Do you honestly think you can kill me with that little toy gun of yours?
My dear commander, who said anything about killing you?
Now, if I'm not back in 30 minutes...
Coming after you. Got it.
I was gonna say, go get help.
Go get help. Got it. Now get in there! Sorry!
Where the heck are we?
Hey, Warren, how about a torch?
Only if you want to get barbecued.
Ladies, if I may...
Met all the reindeer loved you.
Way to glow, Zach.
Thanks, man. Guys, you're never gonna believe this. Gwen
is Royal Payne's daughter.
Yeah, and she
stole the pacifier.
Right, yeah, and she turned everybody into babies, including your parents, dude. Okay, that I didn't know.
I think this is even more than the great Will Stronghold can handle.
She's right. It's gonna take all of us.
All of who? You and Warren?
The rest of us are only sidekicks.
Just because you have powers, that doesn't make you a hero. Sometimes it just makes you a jerk. Makes me a jerk. I guess what I'm trying to say is...
We get it. You've been a jerk.
Layla, in case my homecoming date ends up killing me tonight, I just want you to know.
Isn't that sweet? I hate sweet.
You guys are a part of this too. Why am I not surprised?
Go take care of Gwen. We'll handle these clowns.
Restraint. Pinch the two straps together. Pinch, Royal, pinch.
Pinch what? Restraint A or B?
Now you just calm down. Let's go back to one.
Come back and fight!
Come on, sidekick. Aren't you gonna fight back?
I don't believe in using my powers for violence.
I don't believe you even have any power. Go, Kenny, beat Layla. Go, Kenny, beat Layla.
Jedi forever, sidekick. No way.
That's for you.
I take you back, my dear commander, to your senior year at Sky High. A time before anyone knew what a technopath was, so a brilliant but misunderstood girl named Sue Tenney was written off as a science geek and stuck in sidekick class. She hatched a plan. So daring, so visionary, to start her very own supervillain academy and raise a generation of heroes from scratch as villains. But first, she had to destroy the very institution that dared to spurn her genius. And now, so many years later, that plan is complete. My only regret? That this may be the finest supervillain speech ever given. And you don't even know what I'm saying.
But I do. Look, I'm sorry that my parents destroyed your mom. Now put my dad down.
No one could defeat Royal Pain. When the pacifier exploded, I wasn't destroyed. I was merely turned into a baby. They just took me away and raised me as his daughter.
Daddy's little girl!
I told you never to call me that!
No, Nancy. That's right.
Royal Pain wasn't my mother. Royal Pain is me!
Oh my god. I made out with an old lady.
Go, Popsicle.
Big mistake.
Ah!
am a sidekick.
Don't leave us here to die. Royal Pain sabotaged the anti-gravity device.
The whole school's gonna fall out of the sky. We only have 10 minutes.
Here's the anti-gravity room.
But didn't Royal Pain seal up every route?
Hey, what about this conduit?
Yeah, right. You'd have to be like a rat to fit in there.
Oh, great.
This is so stupid.
Okay, you're doing great, Magenta. Looks great.
Look at those cute little legs.
Okay, go about 10 feet. Yeah, there should be an opening on your right.
Gotcha.
Find the access panel.
What?
Lead to the generator.
Lead right to the generator.
I'm on it.
Goes your last chance of stopping me.
We'll see about that.
Surprise? So am I.
You're flying? That's impossible!
There's only one person authorized to transport superheroes. And that's Ron Wilson, bus driver. And I'm Ron Wilson, bus driver.
It's on the generator, I think.
And all she has to do is chew the wire to the scramble.
Okay, just cut the wire connected to the scramble.
The red one. What?
Cut the red wire.
There's a lot of red wires down here.
And the movers didn't break a thing. Told you we didn't need that extra insurance.
No, I know.
Mom? Dad? Guys? I just want to say sorry because this whole thing was my fault.
Oh, honey, you can't blame yourself.
Of course not. How are you supposed to know that your girlfriend was a complete and total psychopath?
No, that's not it. You gave me one rule, and I broke it. I took her into the sanctum, and that's how she got the pacifier. The whole party was a trap.
And so was the homecoming, Will.
We all fell into Royal Payne's trap, but you defeated her. You saved Sky High and everyone in her.
I didn't do it by myself.
Steve? Josie? Even though it appears Gwen only came up with this award as a way to lure you to the dance and your ultimate doom, still it's inscribed, so
I'd be honored to accept this Hero of the Year award. But I'm afraid this doesn't belong to us.
It belongs to them. The sidekicks. I mean hero support.
Why don't we just call them what they really are, Josie? Heroes. Oh, and Jonathan, whatever you're teaching them, keep teaching them it.
What a waste. I can't do anything more to help you. I'm not Wonder Woman, you know. I went through puberty twice for this.
I have depacified all the babies and destroyed that horrible weapon forever. Look, Boogie!
So sweet I could hurl.
Tell me about it. Do you want to dance?
Yes. I mean, yeah.
To homecoming, the rest of the year was pretty boring. Gwen and her gang got what they deserve. Now nobody wants to save the citizens. Relax, I'm just kidding. But they are getting to spend a lot of quality time together. Oh yeah, and Ron Wilson, bus driver, fell into a vat of toxic waste. He now works for the mayor defending the city from giant robots. So in the end, the girlfriend became my arch enemy became my best friend, and my best friend became my girlfriend. But hey, that's high school. Never comprehending the race that's long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. I'll stop the world and melt with you. I'll stop the world and melt with you. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
find the stupid reasons why we should suffer for this. Don't bother trying to explain them. Just hold my hand.